I'm Bob Walker, ABC News in New York. This has been live coverage from ABC News.
Hi, this is Terry Miners at 84 WHAS. Afternoon to you. Obviously, we'll keep going to ABC News as warranted regarding the latest turbulence in the Persian Gulf. Thank you. It's 3:12. And I know it all seems so trivial to move on with regular business, too, but I will remind you that we will have some drawings on the air for you today for free money. Also, between 4 and 5, we'll do it about 4:40 today, provided, of course, we're not into network coverage. We'll give away this trip or two to the Super Bowl. Maybe you can get away and get a nice refreshing break this weekend in Tampa. See the Buffalo Bills take on the New York Giants in what's kind of a very quiet, very low-key Super Bowl week, obviously, because of the world situation. And still would be nice for you to get away and get to the Florida Sunshine. We'll take care of that. If you are one of the people who registered at a Kroger Deli within the past 10 days or so, then you're in the running. We'll do that at about 4:40 today. That's when I'm planning on giving you your opportunity to win the trip for two to Tampa, Florida. Well, thank you so much. We'll get on with the broadcast here in a moment. We'll have to stop for a couple of messages. Back in a moment on 84 WHAS.
I wanted to get away for the weekend. No way I'm trusting my car. Old, unreliable. I shop around, and not only is Budget nearby, but they give me a great rate on the most beautiful new car you've ever seen. The Budget guy behind the counter smiles and says, "It's all yours." I say, "That's how I'm going to play it all weekend."
The smart money is on Budget.
For 46 lonely years, I had a secret. I could not read. But then I ordered the reading cassettes, hooked on phonics, and taught myself how to read without any help or embarrassment. In fact, after learning one 18-minute cassette, I was able to read a 120-page book. So if you or your child have a reading problem, order Hooked on Phonics and learn to read. I did.
Call 1-800-ABCDEFG.
For over a century, Sacred Heart Academy has provided excellence in Catholic education and takes great pride in educating today the young women who will be the leaders of tomorrow. My name is Sister Maureen Field, principal of Sacred Heart Academy, and I would like to invite all interested 8th grade students to take the high school placement test at Sacred Heart on Saturday, January 26th at 8:15. At Sacred Heart Academy, you will receive a Catholic education filled with academic excellence and values and friendships that will last a lifetime.
Thank you, Sister Mo. This is Terry Miners at 84 WHAS. Those beautiful young girls at Sacred Heart Academy. I still treasure my Sacred Heart sweatshirt they brought down to me one day. I couldn't make it to some meeting or something or other. I was supposed to be there, and they came down, and they gave me some lip about it for not making this engagement. I was supposed to attend at Sacred Heart, but they came down. I still wear my sweatshirt faithfully. S-H-A. People always say, "What is that Shah?" You know, especially when you're out of town, you're wearing that Shah, S-H-A, sweatshirt. And I always say, "That's the Shah of Iran. I was his only fan, you know, long, long time ago." Seems like an appropriate tune to play this afternoon. Days on late. Everybody wants to rule the world. It's Tears for Fears at 84 WHAS. WHAS for the trip for you to the Super Bowl, which we'll give away at about 4:40 today. And if you registered at Kroger Deli, you're in the running. You must call within 15 minutes. It works just like in the free money game, though. We'll start at 4:40, call out the first name, give that person 15 minutes. If he or she does not respond, then we'll draw the next name and continue on until we have a winner. Trip for two to the Super Bowl this weekend in Tampa from 84 WHAS. Now, another update from ABC News.
Alerts all around, missile warnings underway in Saudi Arabia as well as in Israel. Peter Allen Frost is in Tel Aviv. Peter, what is going on right now?
The all clear has not yet been sounded, but Israel's radio and television have informed residents that they can take off their gas masks, but they're supposed to stay in their sealed rooms. The sirens went off throughout the country a few minutes ago, but so far there are no signs of any missiles here in Tel Aviv.
Now, Peter, why would the all-clear or not the all-clear be given yet, people told to take off their gas masks?
Well, people are in, for the most part, they're in sealed rooms in their homes. The probability of gas getting in there is very low, and it would appear that the danger is going away. The amount of time that has passed now is beyond that there normally is between the siren sounding and the missiles coming in. But they just don't want to take any chances.
Okay, our Peter Allen Frost in Tel Aviv. Apparently no all clear yet in Israel. However, the people have been told to take their gas masks off. Our Greg Jarrett is in Saudi Arabia, where we understand there might have been some kind of a missile hit. Greg, could you hear me?
Yes, go.
Greg Jarrett.
My sleep cycle at a hotel about 4 miles away from the international airport here in Dhahran. On the fourth floor, I heard the sirens go off, opened the window to see if I could see what was going on, looked in the direction of the airport when I saw a twin flash and a twin boom of two Patriots taking off. It seemed like an eternity, and I stuck my head a little bit further out the window. If I hadn't been half asleep, I probably wouldn't have done that. The report and explosion that followed blew me back on my bed. The curtain stood out from the window, and I looked up at the sky in time to see what looked like a brilliant flash from a thunderstorm behind the clouds. I believe that it was a Scud missile that was hit. I came downstairs and looked out the front, and there is a pall of smoke about 2 miles in front of the hotel where I'm staying in Al Khobar. We're not sure what it is. I can't get to that scene because transportation is non-existent at this time of night, and especially right after an attack.
Okay, Greg, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Greg, now you are assuming that there was a missile attack, possibly a Scud coming in, and that there was a Patriot intercepting. Is that correct?
Yes, I heard what sounded like two blasts of a Patriot taking off, or two Patriots taking off. And as I say, when I stuck my head further out the window, that one massive boom and brilliant flash of light that blew me back into my room, I believe that is what we have seen here before as a Patriot striking a Scud.
Okay, at the moment, however, the all clear has not been given, or has it in Saudi Arabia?
The all clear has been given. There are many sirens and, as I say, a pall of smoke in front of my hotel about 2 miles out in front of us here, where some fire engines have speeded across the street from me and headed in that direction.
Okay, very good. Greg Jarrett in Saudi Arabia. I'm Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
Fascinating how quickly the information is transferred back to us. It's 3:23, and there after you're listening to that correspondent speaking in Saudi Arabia at 11:23 p.m. It's going to be a long night for them again. Here's Chuck Taylor's forecast tonight. Cloudy, snow flurries, and a low in the low 20s. Tomorrow, flurries ending and becoming partly sunny and a high of 33. Tomorrow night, fair cold down to 18. A chance of some light snow on Friday. Developing late in the day anyway, a high 34. 43 now, partly sunny conditions across most of the state. And we're at 45 downtown at 84 WHAS, your official weather station. A free money drawing is next.
I was making a late night delivery, and I really wanted a cup of coffee.
Mmm, coffee.
Not that vending machine stuff. Real coffee. Suddenly, my fuel gauge told me I needed gas.
You need gas.
I pulled into Super America. I went inside to pay, and that's when I smelled it. Mmm. Fresh brewed imported coffee. I poured a cup. It warmed my very soul. Hot. Delicious.
Ah.
Specially blended. They had both regular and decaf. They're open 24 hours a day. And when you buy a Super America thermo mug, you get a discount on refills. Yeah, Super America. Now, if anyone asks me,
where can I get a good cup of coffee?
I tell them where to go.
I'm Liz Everman. Coming up on tonight's Channel 32 News 6 o'clock report, you or someone you know has been arrested. What happens to the case when the arresting officer is called to active military duty? It's a real situation, and we'll find out how the courts are dealing with it. Also on the home front, we'll go to Shepherdsville to see how the war has affected small-town Kentucky. And they're big, loud, and destructive. We'll see the Army's top tanks in action. Join Bruce Dunbar and me tonight for the Channel 32 News 6 o'clock report.
On tonight's CBS Evening News, from the front lines to the home front, our up-to-the-minute and full Gulf War coverage continues. Will Israel now attack Saddam's Scud launchers and be drawn into the war?
Or can the massive Allied bombing campaign knock the Scuds out? When will the predicted largest tank battle since World War II actually get underway in the Kuwaiti desert? Complete, up-to-the-minute, reliable war coverage coming up here soon on the CBS Evening News.
Right after the Channel 32 News, 6 o'clock reports on 32 WLKY.
Your attention, please. Collins Buick, the volume dealer, announces an incredible limited-time offer. $125 down, $125 per month. You heard right. $125 down and $125 per month on any new Buick in stock. Any of them. Skylark, Century Regals, Park Avenues, Rivieras. If you've ever dreamed of owning a Buick, the new symbol of quality in America, the time to buy is now. $125 down, $125 per month on any Buick at Collins Buick. And what about used vehicles? Collins is offering all late model used cars at just $99 down and $99 per month. But you must hurry. This is a very limited time offer. Special financing arrangements have made this sale possible, so don't let it pass you by. Own any new Buick on the lot, just $125 down, $125 per month. Or any late model used vehicle, just $99 down, $99 per month. Get to Collins Buick now for the deal of a lifetime. Collins Buick, 4120 Bardstown Road, near the Mutual Bypass. Seeing is believing at Collins Buick, the volume dealer.
It's 84 WHAS.
Free money.
Thanks for your patience. And we'll have another free money drawing at 5:20 this afternoon. 5:20 is your final drawing on the day today. But Jim Kenning, you've waited long enough. It's time for you to win. Jim Kenning, K-E-N-N-I-N-G of Louisville. Give me a call and claim your free money from 84 WHA. Jim, is that a...
Hello, Mr. Monters. Dan Rather, CBS News.
I heard you had another close brush with some nut getting on the stage with you yesterday, Dan.
I guess you saw it, Mr. Miners. Last night, there I was, Dan Rather, reporting the urgent world events from around the world, when suddenly, Mr. Miners, one of those left-wing, loud-mouthed, radical, renegade protesters burst onto the CBS News set to the shock of millions of Americans.
I thought you guys would have learned your lesson. This happened to you a few years ago, Dan. You were on TV, and some nut jumped on there, jumped in front of you again. You've had trouble with people beating you up and... cab drivers taking advantage of you. Your life is just so topsy-turvy, Dan. You got to sit down and figure out a way to stop all this.
Yes, Mr. Miners, but each time one of these events happens, our ratings soar. Mr. Miners, we have taken preventive measures here at CBS. We've booby-trapped the CBS News studio.
But, Dan, you have camera people and technicians who have to stand around. Won't they be hit by some of the booby traps?
Well, Mr. Miners, they'll have to walk gingerly in our studios because we have bear traps, trap doors, boxing gloves, lights that fall on people. There's no way these people can get through security now.
Sounds like Indiana Jones trying to get into, like, the Temple of Doom and all that weird stuff flying at him.
Why, I myself, Mr. Miners, cannot even walk across the newsroom floor. From now on, Mr. Miners, before I go on the air, I'll be lowered from the ceiling by one of those trapeze rope ladders. We're not taking any chances, Mr. Miners. You never know when something like this can happen, Mr. Miners.
Are you sure, Dan, you got all the nuts out of the studio now and it won't happen anymore?
Well, we certainly hope so, Mr. Miners. Wait a minute. Who's this nut running in front of my camera? Who is this?
Come over here, Southkids! San Diego's on the air!
Well, Mr. Miners, that sound you just heard was the sound of a light falling from the ceiling right on top of that protester's head.
And he was screaming for the ozone layer, huh?
That's right. Another one of those radical left-wing protesters, Mr. Miners. Well, I don't think we'll have any more problems. Wait a minute. Who's this, Mr. Miners?
I say we should all support gay rights.
Here, how about a gay left?
Did you hit him, Dan?
Yes, sir, mister. I was a U.S. Army Golden Gloves champion in Korea, 1953.
Boy, nobody's going to mess with you anymore.
Wait a minute. Here comes another one, Mr. Miners. I can't believe this.
Protect nature. Go hug a tree. Ow!
Bear trap.
Oh, that makes my leg hurt.
Oh, no. Here comes another one of those animal nuts, Mr. Miners.
Animals come first. Meek stinks.
Bow and arrow?
Mr. Miners, we don't take any chances anymore. Well, that ought to do it. Oh, no, Mr. Miners. Here comes my biggest enemy. He just walked in the door. What are we going to do
then? Today, I'm Peter Jennings telling you CBS viewers to stand up and choose your news. Switch to ABC.
Army Carbine, 1953. I've had it in my locker for years.
Dan, call a medic. 911. Those people are hurting.
Come on, Brokaw. I dare you. I double dare you. Come on, Tom Brokaw, or any of you punks. Come on and make Dan's day. This is Dan Rather, CBS News.
Courage. I knew that was coming. Courage. That's Dan. He'll be wearing a helmet when he gets on the air tonight. Holding onto a big fly swatter just in case someone else tries to dash on the stage. Chuck Taylor will be here with a forecast in just a few moments. And where's this guy? Oh, Jim Kenning.
just called your name out for free money a couple of minutes ago, and I'll give you a full 15 minutes to call and claim it. Jim Kenning, K-E-N-N-I-N-G of Louisville. It's free money for you. Give me a ring and collect $100. Next drawing, $520. Also today we'll have the Super Bowl drawing. That's the trip for two to Tampa, and do that at about 4:40. And you must call in for that one, too. This is for people who registered at the Kroger Deli. We'll get to that in just a bit. Time for another news update. Here's Mary Jeffries.
Air raid sirens sounded again this hour in Israel and in Saudi Arabia. Israeli radio warned residents to put on their gas masks and go into their sealed rooms. In eastern Saudi Arabia, network correspondents report there have been some explosions overhead, possibly intercept explosions. One explosion overhead is said to have rocked the hotel near a major Allied airbase, and emergency crews are now on the scene. At this point, we have no reports of injuries or damage. People in Israel have also been told it is safe now to take off their masks. There was a top-level military briefing this afternoon by Defense Secretary Cheney and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Colin Powell. Cheney told reporters the war against Iraq will take some time, but so far his assessment...
Operation Desert Storm has now been underway for approximately 1 week as of this evening. We believe that it's gone very well.
Powell says the Allies have downed 19 Iraqi interceptors, but he says Iraq has many planes protected in shelters. Cheney says no one should underestimate Saddam Hussein. In local news, the House committee considering the impeachment of State Agriculture Commissioner Butch Burnett will report its findings to the full House later this afternoon. Lieutenant Governor Brereton Jones has officially entered the Democratic primary for Kentucky governor, and Ford is laying off 200 workers at its East End truck plant because of slow sales. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, the Dow Jones average of 30 industrials up 19.30 at 2622.52. With the Color Radar forecast, meteorologist Chuck Taylor.
Well, for a while, we enjoyed some sunshine with temperatures in the mid-40s, but clouds have returned to the region, and we still have a cold front heading in our direction. And as the front moves in, we could have a few rain showers changing to snow showers during the afternoon. For tonight, it's going to be cloudy with a few snow flurries. Lows will be in the low 20s. Tomorrow, the flurries will be ending, and it should become partly sunny. Highs will be near 33. Look for fair cold weather tomorrow night with lows near 18. And on Friday, clouds will be increasing and there is a chance of some light snow developing late in the day with highs near 34. Right now, it's cloudy and 43. I'm Chuck Taylor.
News on the hour and half hour. Bulletins at once. I'm Mary Jeffries. News Radio 84 WHAS.
In the pink Cadillac.
That's it. 336, that's Aretha on 84 WHAS.
Yeah!
Oh, baby. All right, girl.
Huh. Bonk you.
Watch your mouth, Toots. Van Vance will be here in a few moments, and he'll have your alimony check. So wait in the hall, all right, baby? Anyhow, coming up tonight, we have UK basketball starting pregame 6 o'clock and tip-off about 7:30. It's UK and the Florida Gators. Chomp, chomp. We'll chomp them up good, I'm sure, in Rupp Arena tonight with Kaywood and Ralph doing the call here on 84 WHAS. I don't know if Ralph's going to actually be on the game tonight. He's only on the pregame sometimes and then steps over and becomes a television star. I don't know if the ball game's going to be on delayed TV or not. I'm going into that Ralph bit. He's my idol. You know, it's one of my favorite parts of the whole UK broadcast, too, is the part that comes on right at the beginning. Cat calls, they call it. Cat calls. It's where Ralph takes phone calls at courtside with Kaywood. Shall we listen in and sort of get a preview of the show tonight, huh? Live at the gymnasium, long before the fans pour in. 3-4 hours ahead of time. Where's Ralph? Ralph, you're on.
That's right. If any of you cheerleaders want to see a real live celebrity broadcast announcer in action,
Ralph,
just have a seat right here.
You're on, Ralph.
Oh, we're on now? Okay. Hello, this is Ralph Hacker. Now, welcome to Cat Calls, a chance for Wildcat fans all across the Commonwealth to call and talk about tonight's University of Kentucky basketball game. Kaywood Ledford is here with me, and I believe our first caller is on the line now. Hello, you're on Cat Calls. Go ahead, please.
This is Sally Ray Sykes from Baghdad.
Yes.
You know, Baghdad, Kentucky, found that war place.
Right.
Hey, Ralph, how are you?
I'm fine, ma'am.
Mom and him's going to listen to the Wildcats game tonight.
Well, that's good
news. You think we're going to win?
Well, I think we have a distinct possibility of...
how many points?
Well, I'd say we have about a 20-point advantage tonight.
Is Kaywood there?
Yes, ma'am. He's right here.
Hello, this is Kaywood Ledford. I'm here. Go ahead, please.
Kaywood.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm doing all right tonight.
Mom and them's going to be listening to y'all.
Yes.
You think we're going to win?
Well, I believe we do, as Ralph just said.
By how many points?
Well, Ralph, what'd you say, 20 points? I'll go with that.
Can I talk to Coach Patino?
Well, Coach Patino is talking to his players in the locker room right now and can't come to the phone.
Does he think we'll win?
Yeah, I think he does, ma'am.
By how many points?
Well, I don't know. I haven't talked to the coach yet tonight, but I think he feels confident of victory.
Is his wife sitting in her seat yet?
Well, I don't know. Let me check.
Does she think we're going to win?
Well, I would suppose
so. By how many points?
We need to be moving along here, Sally.
Okay.
Say hello to all the Wildcat fans from Baghdad for us. Okay, let's move along to our next caller here on Cat Calls. Hello, you're on Cat Calls. Go ahead, please.
Kaywood?
Yes, sir.
Is Kaywood there?
Well, he's right here. This is Ralph Hacker.
I don't want to talk to you, pretty boy. Is Kaywood?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. This is Kaywood Ledford.
Kaywood?
Yes?
I'm behind the Wildcats 110%.
Well, we always like to hear that, sir. Where are you calling
us
from?
You think we're going to win tonight?
I feel confident.
How many points?
Well, sir, we talked about 20 points earlier.
Kaywood, I've done something dumb today. I had 6 bears for lunch, and my buddy talked me into getting a tattoo. Now, mind you, it's a wildcat tattoo. It's real pretty. But
well,
I didn't have enough money to have it done by a professional, so my buddy did the tattooing. He done it by busting open a ballpoint pen with the blue ink, and he put it under my skin using a sewing needle.
Oh, gee, that sounds painful, sir. Well, as long as it's a wildcat, I guess it doesn't matter how you get it on there.
Just it says so wildcat.
Well, sir, this is Ralph Hacker. Why don't you just wear a long sleeve shirt and no one will know you have it?
Because my buddy put it on my forehead.
Oh,
hey,
there you go.
I don't want to talk to you, pretty boy. Kaywood?
Yes, sir, go ahead. This is Kaywood Ledford.
We're arguing still about my tattoo. You know when you spell wildcat in the cat part of it? Does that part start with a C or a K?
That's C-A-T-S, sir.
I told you was wrong, Donnie.
All right, let's move on to our next call. Hello, you're on Cat Call.
Hey, Ralph. Hey, Kaywood.
Yes, sir.
Man, shoot, I went to Lexington for the first time and seen Rump Arena. Shoot, it's about the biggest thing I ever seen in my life.
Yes, sir, it's quite huge.
I'm from Pineville, Kentucky.
Oh, yes, down in Bell County. Know it well. A lot of good Wildcat fans
after
down there.
We seen Rump Arena. We went to that there Brave Old Patino restaurant.
Yes, sir.
Couldn't believe how much everything cost in there. Why, a drink of water was $9. But, man, I didn't want to go back to Pineville and tell everybody I went all the way to Lexington and didn't have no dinner at Brave Old Patino. So I just want to tell all the Wildcats listening that if they wants to go in there, they can do what I've done. You can make your wife get a job as a waitress in there so she can pay for your meal.
Well, sir.
I've done it at the Bravo. Hey, y'all think we're going to win tonight?
Yes, sir. We need to be moving
how
along.
How many points?
Well, we discussed that earlier. This must be Sally from Baghdad.
How many points?
Oh, yes.
Mom and them are already drunk.
Oh, dear.
Come on till the game starts.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to call again because last time I forgot to tell y'all that I'm behind you 110%.
Thank you. Coach Patino appreciates that. Thanks
Coach
for calling.
Patino there?
No, he's not here.
Does he think we'll win?
Yes,
by
ma'am.
By how many points?
Thank you for calling.
If we win tonight, I'm going to paint all my farm animals blue.
Thank you, Sally, for calling from Baghdad. This is Kaywood Ledford on Cat Calls. Ralph, let's take a little break.